Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verses 5. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all day idle? They say unto him, Because no man had hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. We want to use for a thought from these verses of scripture. Jesus is waiting for us to go. Jesus is waiting for us to go. The purpose of this lesson is to stir up our pure minds and to help us realize that it's harvest time like never before. When we look at what is taking place in our world today, we see how the Word of God is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. And I recall Jesus telling the religious leaders, he told them, he said, you can discern the face of the sky, but how is it that you cannot discern the signs of the times? There are multitudes in the valley of decision, and they are needing help in making the right choices. And many have had the opportunity to get right, but their time ran out. But for the benefits of those that still here, we must bring the water to the deserts. And we must do like the inhabitants of the land of Timah, and bring water to him that is thirsty. We notice in the book of Mark, after Jesus rose from the dead, how he began to upbraid and rebuke the apostles for not believing the women who had seen him. And then he gave them a direct order. Note something. We call this the Great Commission, because they are not being told to go just to their own people, but they are told to go into all the world. So Jesus is telling them what he wants them to do. Go. Then he is telling them where to go into all the world. Then he is telling them what to do once they get to different places. Preach the gospel. Then he is telling them who to preach the gospel to, every creature. Then he is telling them the results of those who will believe and be baptized shall be saved. Then he is telling them the results of those who won't believe shall be damned or doomed to hell. Then he is telling them what they can expect to happen when they go. Signs shall follow. Then he is telling them what will happen when they use his name. Cast out demons, speak with new tongues, take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, after Jesus finished telling them what he wanted them to do, and what will happen when they do it, and what the results will be when they obey him, they had a decision to make. And the Bible said, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Jesus is waiting for us to go. Just as the apostles heard what Jesus said to them, they made the decision to go. And because they went, they experienced great and mighty things with the Lord. And they saw things that most of the church today will never see or experience. Not because Jesus has changed, but because we are stuck behind four walls. We are stuck on positions. We are stuck in traditions. We are stuck on the world. And when we have lost the burden for souls, we lost the burden for even praying for the lost. And when God raised up individuals who are crazy enough to take it at his word, and they go, and miracles follow them, others begin to criticize and talk against what they see. But Jesus is waiting on us to go. The book of Acts is really the works of the Holy Spirit working through yielded men who believe what Jesus said. And when we read the book of Acts or the book of Actions, we see what these men was used to do. And many today don't believe, and many have even said that what happened during the apostolic time is over. It died with the apostles. But although the apostles may have died, the one who called them and anointed them is not dead. Jesus said in Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus is waiting on us to go. And many of you that's listening to me right now, you are bored just sitting in church. You feel the hand of God on your life to do more than what you're doing. But because the church you are in don't have an outreach, nor wants to reach out of their comfort zone, you have been hindered, you have been discouraged, you have been dismayed, and even ready to give up. But I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, don't give up. Give up to Jesus, and he will rekindle the fire back in your heart to pass out tracts, to witness in the streets, or whatever means of outreach he is calling you to do. In Matthew chapter 20, it deals with individuals who was idle, doing nothing. And the reason why they was idle is because they said nobody gave them nothing to do. But Jesus has given us all something to do. Occupy till he come. And if you are saved, you're supposed to be a witness. Not telling folks about what church you're in, or about your pastor, or about how many members your church has, or about what position you're holding, and how you got over. Folks will not be saved hearing about your church. Folks will not get delivered hearing about your pastor. And folks will not get delivered hearing about your trials. But they will get saved hearing about Jesus. I'm beginning to see why many folks are not obeying the Great Commission. And it's because they're not saved. Catch what I'm saying. The Bible says, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And many that are preaching are not saved. And how can you talk about someone you don't even know? Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out demons? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The apostles went, and they experienced great and mighty things with the Lord. And today, Jesus wants to do even greater in this day. But he cannot do anything until the church go. Catch that. He said, go ye into. He didn't say, stay behind. Go ye into all the world. It's like the church is trying or tying the hands of Jesus where the signs that's supposed to follow the preached word is not happening. And many may be preaching, but many don't believe that miracles are for today. And you got folk even telling people that miracles went out with the apostles. Listen to me, my friend. If you are teaching people that miracles went out with the apostles, you need to shut the Bible as well as shut your mouth and find something else to do and leave the preaching to those who will believe the whole counsel of God. Many are preaching about Jesus, but catch this, but they won't let Jesus work with them as he did with the apostles because they are afraid that the offerings won't keep coming in. But you see, money will not deliver a drug addict. Money will not set a prostitute free. Money will not change or transform a pimp or a homosexual, a trisexual, or whatever kind of sexual perversion folks might be bound in. But Jesus will. And you know what? He wants to, and he's waiting for us to go so he can show us his power. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. In Acts 1:8, Jesus said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. There was a cry for wine in the streets, and the captive exile hastened it that he may be loose, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But nothing will happen for them until the church get back to fasting, get back to praying, get back to preaching nothing but the word, get back to living right, get back to giving, get back to loving one another. And going to where the dead are. Just as Ezekiel was sent to the valley of dry bones, a live preacher going to a dead location. But the results of him going was new life to what used to be dead. Jonah went to Nineveh, and the results was 120,000 converts. Ezekiel, as I told you, went to the valley of dry bones, and the result was an exceeding great army standing on their feet and living. Jesus is waiting for us to go. And you don't have to be an ordained preacher or minister or even carry a title to be a witness. All we need is a burden for the lost, a prayer life, knowledge of the word, have set times to fast, yield to the Holy Spirit, and go to where the Lord leads you to go. We may not be able to come on the radio or TV or the website, but we can buy tracts and pass them out in our neighborhoods, in stores, and even put them in mailboxes. Jesus is waiting for us to go. Church, Jesus is waiting on us to go. just as the apostles in the book of Mark, they obeyed what he said, and look at the results that they received because they obeyed the word. There are parts of the country right now where God is moving in mighty ways, in ways that will literally blow your mind. People are getting saved by the literally millions. Miracles are taking place on unprecedented scale. But the thing about it, in America, I thought about this the other day. I said, Lord, in America, we have so many churches that's open in America. And yet we still have so much bondage in America. Yet in third world countries, they don't have the freedom we have in America to tote Bibles, to have prayer meetings and whatnot. And yet you would think, with all the freedom we got in America, we still don't take advantage of the freedom we got. But you got people wishing and praying and crying out to God that they could hear what we're hearing in America. But you see, Jesus is waiting for us to go. And see, he's not going to always send us to places where it's pretty. You see, we don't need to go in churches where they got 15 and 20 preachers on the roster. No, no, we need to go in neighborhoods where folk don't even want to go at, period. You see, we really can't reach the lost if we, number one, don't have a love for the lost. If we're not laying before him and asking him, Lord, if I lost the burden for souls, give it back to me. Lord, give me back the concern for people. Lord, give me wisdom in reaching souls, because he that winneth souls is wise. There's the prison ministry. There's the hospital ministry. And so it's for those of you that feel like you don't have nothing to do, you can visit people in the hospitals. That's outreach. See, Jesus can demonstrate his power with you in the hospital. You can go praying for people. But hear what I'm saying. You must develop a prayer life first before you can start praying for others. Jesus is waiting for us to go. And the reason why we in America are not seeing miracles like I'm hearing about in third world countries is because we are not going nowhere in many cases. We are comfortable in church buildings. We are comfortable behind pulpits. We are comfortable with our stained glass windows and our carpet and our plush pews and what have you not. Our choir robes. That will not reach people that's outside the doors. There are people that's outside trying to come in. But sometimes churches are jam-packed with folk that's already saved, when we're becoming so gospel-fat until we're puking the word. It's a shame before God. What are we doing with the gospel we're hearing every Sunday, every Wednesday, whenever you have Bible study, whenever the preacher preaching, you're there hearing the word, you're there every Sunday, that's fine and well. But you see, you're not getting all that word just to be getting it. You're getting to now to give it out. Jesus said, freely you have received, you must freely give. You must now give out what you've been getting in. And this is why we can't get no more. Why God is not moving many times, because we're not provoking God to move. God wants to demonstrate his power. See, in the book of Ezekiel, when he saw the waters coming from the temple, the farther Ezekiel got away from the temple, that's the deeper the waters became. What am I saying? When you go into areas where there's nothing but death, the anointing on your life intensifies, because the anointing is for service. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Notice, he went about doing. He was doing. The anointing enables you to do. Not sit, not spectate, but participate. The anointing enables you to get active, get involved. The anointing have you, cause you to reach out to people. I mean, to try to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked. That's outreach. You have churches got money hand over fist doing nothing with it. But Jesus is waiting on us to go. He's saying unto us, go ye into all the world. What you waiting for now? You got the finances to go. Why you still not going? We look for excuses not to go. We're looking for reasons not to do more. My God, help me here. And he's saying, go. Just go. Go. I've given you what you need to go. And notice the apostles, and they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them. See, the Lord wants to work with us. We are co-laborers together with him. We can't do it without him, and he can't do it without us. He needs us, and we need him. It's a team. See, it's like a tag team. Understand what I'm saying. He wants you to go so he can demonstrate himself through you. And when you go, preach what he said. Don't preach what you think or what you heard somebody else say. Preach what he had already said. It is written. When you say what he said, he going back what he said. Because you watch over his word to perform. perform it. And the reason why he's not performing his word, because we're not preaching what he's saying. And we're not preaching what he's saying because we don't know what he's saying, because we're not taking the time to find out what he's already saying. Jesus is waiting for us to go. And my friend, you listening to me on today, you have a burning desire in your heart to see souls saved. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to you, my sister. I can feel you in my spirit. You've been saying, Lord, I want to see souls saved. I'm not satisfied just sitting up in church. Lord, you got much more for me to do. That's correct. See, he's waiting on you to go. And see, the burden that's in your heart, he put that in you. And believe it or not, you got many people that save and love the Lord and they in church. Hallelujah. Glory to God and all of that. But yet they're not concerned about nobody coming into the kingdom. They're more concerned about folk joining the church building rather than coming into God's kingdom. So you got to be kingdom minded if God is going to use you in this final hour of time. God is anointing those that's about kingdom work and not church work. You don't need to be anointed to fry no chicken, to fry no fish, to bake no sweet potato pie. You don't need no anointing for that. You need common sense with that. You need the anointing when it comes down to destroying yokes of bondages off the lives of people. Jesus is waiting for us to go. Loving Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this timely word. I thank you for birthing this word in my spirit for this hour. And God, I thank you for the hearers of this message on today. I thank you for stirring the hearts and the minds of your people all around this world. Lord, you know those that's been pulling at you, asking you, Lord, give me more. Lord, send me. Lord, use me. Lord, many under the sound of my voice wants to be used by you even greater. I pray that you release such an anointing on their life, an anointing for souls. Lord, release a burden on their hearts for souls. Lord, give them the wisdom they may lack in reaching the lost. Lord, many wants to see souls saved, even their communities. They want to see their communities brought into the kingdom. Father, I pray that you give them whatever they need. Provide whatever they need, I pray, in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for shaking the church, waking us up in this day and this hour. Lord, because it's shown up harvest time. And Lord, as Solomon said, a son that sleep in harvest bring his father to shame. Lord, we making you shame in this day because we're not about your business. We're trying to get into everybody else's business rather than being about our Father's business. Father, forgive us, cleanse us, and restore us. Give us back the burden for souls, the burden for prayer, the burden for consecration, and anoint us even greater, Lord, to minister to people that we meet in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. And God, we give you praise and glory for it now in Jesus' name. Jesus is waiting for us to go.